Let's get the business news now from Jill Steadman.
Thanks, Mary. Consumers are still struggling with rising costs despite inflation easing. That's according to the latest Future Consumer Index from EY. Over 23,000 people across 30 countries were surveyed as part of the research. We're joined now in studio by Colette Devi, Consumer Products and Retail Lead at EY Ireland. You're very welcome.
Thanks, Jill.
Tell us, what are the top cost of living concerns for Irish consumers?
Yes, today we release our EY Future Consumer Survey, and the headline finding from this is that 2/3 of Irish consumers remain concerned about the cost of living, with the prices of energy, groceries and healthcare topping the list. However, a series of very interesting findings coming from our report in relation to how consumers are responding to their concerns. In particular, what we're seeing is the rise of the independent consumer, so a very savvy consumer who's spending time using digital online e-commerce platforms to really hunt out good value for money and think about how they are influenced, the rise of influencers and the role that they are playing, but really important, the role of technology and AI in this.
Okay, and just tell us a little bit about they're seeking out loyalty programs and discounts.
Absolutely. And what we're seeing is online playing a very important role in that. So our survey highlights that over 60% of Irish consumers have gone online to seek out discounts. 47% of them are using retail applications. Reward programs playing a really, really important role. And in fact, people indicating that they've simply gone online to sign up to a mailing list so that they can get a voucher to get a discount. So that value for money and looking for good reward for their loyalty is very, very important to the Irish consumer.
Is sustainability still important to consumers, or has that dropped down the list of priorities?
It's a little bit further down the list of priorities, I think, absolutely. We've been seeing that trend for a while now as affordability continues to play a key role, but it's definitely not gone away. And obviously in recent months, we've had the deposit return scheme playing a very important role in sustainability with consumers in Ireland. So it is still very much front of mind.
You mentioned the role of influencers. Tell us a bit about that. And did you find that consumers trust influencers?
Yes, we saw that in terms of Irish consumers, 2/3 of Irish consumers are engaging with social influencers. They're trusting them. They're making purchasing decisions on what they are saying and sharing.
OK, as inflationary pressures ease, the report suggests that consumers are likely to spend more on looking after their health.
Yes, healthcare very much front of mind. 80% of consumers said that physical well-being was of a concern for them. 2/3 of Irish consumers stated that their mental well-being was something that they would continue to be focused on. Really interesting here, Jill, I think, is the role that digital plays also. In particular, Irish consumers indicating that they will trust digital if it will provide a better health outcome for them, or indeed access to care.
OK, so what do companies need to do then to win over customers at a time when money is tight for many?
There's four areas really that we're talking to our clients and consumer facing businesses in Ireland about. Firstly, it's about commercial strategy. How do you get the right products at the right price point to your chosen customers? Secondly, it's about loyalty. How are you going to retain your customer base by rewarding their loyalty? Thirdly, it is looking at traditional marketing methods and realising that actually tried and tested methods may no longer be relevant. And then fourthly is technology and thinking about some of the legislation that's coming down the track in terms of the EU AI Act and NIS2 and the important role that they will play in terms of giving consumers confidence and trust.
OK, Colette Devi, Consumer Products and Retail Lead at EY Ireland. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.